September the 2nd on Proverbs for the Day, Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 15. Whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. The last few times we've been in this chapter, we've looked at this thing about how wisdom is there to deliver us from the evil man. The way of the evil man, verse 12. And next time we'll get into the way to deliver thee from the strange woman. But I want us to look at verse 15, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. Whose ways are crooked. You know, the serpent's nature is crooked. I saw a little thing that the open air campaigners would use in their open air drawings. It was called the eternal question mark, and it was a serpent drawn in the shape of coiled up in the shape of a question mark. And the fellow would preach on how the devil tries to get man to doubt God. And we use Bible terms to this day. I don't know about you, but one of the first things that comes to your mind when you come across somebody that's not honest and forthright and fair dinkum, as you'd say, you think of the word crooked. You take the ED off and you think of a crook, okay? Crooked is to be bent. Crooked is to be winding in moral conduct and devious. And so he said, whose ways are crooked. Think just of a serpent. You hardly ever see a serpent that isn't twisted up, isn't bent, winding in moral conduct. You don't think of a serpent that isn't crooked. He's crooked and he's wrapped around things and he's sneaking through things. And I want us to focus on this a little bit because if there is against you today and against your fellow believers, and against your children, against your congregation, a crooked generation. Most people today are so wound up in politics and so absorbed in the value of their money and how much their vote is worth and how many taxes we're going to pay and all those sort of things that are oppressive that they forget to apply things to the spirit world, because the spirit world is your everyday life if you'll wake up. Let's look at these people. First of all, their words are crooked. Their words are crooked. They'll take and twist your words because theirs are twisted. They omit. They add. They do it to deceive, to leave things undefined. Listen, they'll use the word Bible without saying which one. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't you think that's crooked? Sure, it's crooked. You know, when I was 12 years old, we raced in Vermont one summer. And I still remember to this day taking a big old feed tub and turning it upside down. And a fellow who was probably in his late 30s, early 40s at that time, sat down there and he started showing me his skill, his greatest skill. His greatest skill was he was what we called in those days a card mechanic. And I tell you what, the things he could do with cards was amazing. I don't know if you are aware of it, and you don't need to go out and learn, especially you don't need to learn the hard way, but a card mechanic can control the game, and usually the game has to do with money and gambling, and who gets the right cards wins. And this fellow was amazing, and I think his whole goal in life at the time was to have an apprentice, and he knew it fascinated me, just the mechanics of it did. If I'd been caught cheating at cards, I wouldn't have had to worry about the guy across the table shooting him. Maybe my dad would have shot me or made me wish he'd shot me. But their words are crooked. They manipulate their words. They were word mechanics. Now, when you say Bible without saying which one, you're being crooked. If you do it so that the people who believe the King James Bible will assume you mean the King James Bible, but the people who don't want it to be the King James Bible will allow it to be something else, and so you're trying to butter your bread on both sides. The person who does that is crooked. It's just downright crooked. It is winding in moral conduct. It is bent. It is devious. If you say Bible and you don't say which one, not only are you leading others into error, et cetera, but you're just being downright crooked for whatever reason. Now, the thing to remember is the world and this a generation of evil people, those who are worldly, especially, are their words are crooked. And I know they've got all the different jokes about lawyers and stuff, and you know, we pretty much can joke about it until you really need a good one. And that might be hard to find. That's up to you. If you're a lawyer listening, you know I'm just, what I'm doing is just bringing people to reality of people's perception. But I did hear a lawyer say, the large print giveth and the small print taketh away. And that probably brings a smile to some of y'all's face because you know that that can be true. Now here's the point. Crooked. They're crooks. Their words are crooked. They say things in such a way that they leave it unended. They leave it open-ended. They allow it to be open to interpretation. And that thing is crooked. I'm not talking about being tactful. That's fine. And having discretion, that's great. That's Bible. You know what I mean. Their words are crooked. You know, sometimes to omit for the purpose of deceiving is one of the most crooked things you can do. Now, if you're out there doing business, you just better learn to ask really good questions. But when you go to church, you need to learn to ask good questions. And it's not wrong to pursue the answer. Now, we're not talking about being divisive about little old things. But when it comes to something like the Bible, ready? When it comes to holiness, when it comes to separation, you young people that are talking about spending your life with somebody, you better find out if a person knows how to use their words in a crooked way. Be careful. Now, you should learn. You should be very skillful at using your words in the right way. The right way. All right, secondly, not only their words are crooked, but their works are crooked. You know, there's something in us that we want to believe something good about people. I know there's the occasional absolute true cynic, but a lot of cynics even, they're cynical because they wanted to believe, and there's something in them that wants to believe good about people, and they have to remind themselves they can't trust people, and so they become cynical. And you cynics know that I'm telling you the truth right about now. Okay? So what does the world do? They appeal to good to do devious things. Now, you can twist my words if you want to, but there are a lot, perhaps a majority, of charities and funds and investments and stuff that are not for your good. They're for somebody else's good. Okay? It's good used wrongly. And so you've got to be aware of using their ways. One of the greatest reproaches upon Christianity today is not people who have had moral issues, people who have had marriage issues, people who have had money issues, of just plain old disasters. That's not the big issue. The big issue is people who are using things in a crooked way. And a lot of them are supposedly good things and they use them in a crooked way. Their works are crooked. Be careful. You've got to watch what's going on to be sure that it is what it says it is. No one's trying to make you cynical. No one's trying to make you suspicious, but how can you beware without that? He said their ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. So frowardness and crookedness marks their lives. And we must be ever on our guard. And their worship, their words, their works, and their worship is crooked. You know, some are as dark as the darkness of hell, but they've got Christian on their sign. They might have Baptist on their sign. They might have all kind of things. They might even use the right words. Sadly enough, I don't know that any of us really want to believe it. For many of them, it's an income thing. For some, it's an influence thing. But oh, did our Lord give us insight when he said that they have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. You know, one of the great deceptions is when you deceive by the crooked use of good things. Their worship is crooked. Let me give you an example. If you can ease people over into humanistic thinking, oh, you're not getting up and preaching humanism, it's just humanistic. That is, how I feel is very, very important. And how I can make my teenager feel is very, very important. And how my wife feels and how I feel. And if we can have a real experience when we come to worship. And then pretty soon, their worship is crooked. So how's it crooked? Because it's supposed to be for Jesus Christ and God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. But instead, it's done in the spirit of man for the purpose of self-edification, for the purpose of keeping a congregation together, for the purpose of offerings. You see, sometimes you might do something, a person might do something that's a little anti-humanistic. Now, I didn't say go out there and destroy a local congregation or destroy your family or something. Nobody said that. But there's times when we have to get our worship back and make it honest. You don't make it honest by being ridiculous and beating people up. You don't. But you make it honest by making sure that you get back to the Word of God yourself. If you're a leader, Sunday school class, you're a husband and a dad, if you're a pastor, in your own life, look at your words today. Look at your works today. Look at your worship today. He accused Job, Satan did. He said, "Does Job serve thee for naught?" He said, "Don't you realize there's something in it for Job?" And God said, "I'm just going to show you something. The only thing in it for Job is me." And he let him take everything but his actual very life. And Job proved that God was what he was after. And may today, we just take a little bit of time and look at our words and our works and our worship. Let's not be like the serpent or his generation. Don't be crooked.